Hi, my name's Justin Rutledge, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
God bless those girls from Barcelona. Smell of roses and cocaine. I hope they know their parents missed. So do them sunny shores of Spain. I miss them dancing in the kitchen. Miss that long stone goodbye. Too sober to sleep. I'm too drunk to cry. God bless that famous painter's dog. Girl I loved so long ago. So sorry about her mother. I know she loved her mother so. I miss her downtown walking backward. Miss those snowbanks in her. Sober sleep. I'm too drunk to cry. Them born to make mechanics. Those Irish Catholics, they never age. Goddamn my liver when it's thirsty. Goddamn my wallet when it's dry. Sober. plastic treats her cunt. Our highways always say what's on their mind. I'm a lonely mathematician. I do my work from home. My house is built on broken telephone. She's music to my ear, music to my ear. Oh, every morning awake, shaking last night's she's music to my ear, music to my ear. And even when she breaks my heart, it's music to my ear.
That right there is music to my ears, darn it, from The Devil on a Bench in Stanley Park. That is the wonderful Justin Rutledge. That guy is so fantastic, and the first time I heard the song we heard before that, Too Sober to Sleep, I knew that there was something special about this guy from his debut album, No Never Alone. Holy cow, is that a powerful and a bit of a depressing tune. But Rutledge is, he's not what I expected. You know, I heard his records and I didn't really know too much about him. And then he played Winnipeg a few years ago, opening for Martha Wainwright. He got to play about five songs. And I was surprised by a number of things. First of all, how young he is. I mean, the guy's like 24 or something like that. And he's writing these absolutely gut-wrenching songs that people usually have to really suffer for. But he's a young guy. He's a nice guy. Ladies, he's a good-looking guy, and he's just kind of a fun, good little dude, and the guy's great. So he played by himself the first time I saw him, opening for Martha Wainwright, like I said, and he was kind of shy, quiet kind of a guy on stage. He was nice to talk to off stage, and you know, we hung out a little bit. But then after that, I guess the next time we saw him was opening for Jim Cuddy. Was that the next time, or was it Folk Fest? I get him confused because they were fairly around the same time. But he played the Folk Fest and he was great, and he opened for Jim Cuddy. When I saw him open for Jim Cuddy at the Playhouse Theater, he was in full rock star mode. He had this amazing band. featuring Basil Donovan and David Baxter and a bunch of other great people in his band, this great rocking band. And he was in, he had all the rock star poses down, which I thought was really, really funny coming from Rutledge. But I'm not sure what mode he'll be in on Thursday night when he plays the Westin Cultural Center, whether it be solo or with a band. But I know, I promise you, it's going to be darn good. And you'll find that out for yourself if you head on down. If you're not convinced and you don't know, like, you know, I know Rutledge is great, but who are these Great Lakes swimmers? Well, it's basically one guy, this Tony Decker guy, and an amazing songwriter and a fantastic singer. But he's got a great band these days, and they have three records out now. And I'll play a couple of my favorites from the Great Lakes swimmers just to try and convince you to go down. This is something from their debut from a few years ago, and it's kind of long and it's super slow. So if you if you're feeling kind of mellow or tired, you know, this isn't going to pick you up any, but it's such a gorgeous song and a fine record. And unfortunately, I don't have any upbeat Great Lakes swimmers to follow that up with, but we'll try. But from their debut, this is really, really beautiful. It's called Moving Pictures Silent Films. It's the Great Lakes Swimmers. They're in town on Thursday. This is Tell the Band to Go Home.
Dotted line. There, we're Nathan, and you're listening to
Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM on your radio dials.
Oh,
I have a confession to make, and it's going to come as a big surprise. I love Nathan. Good God, I love, and I'm not just saying that because they sometimes listen to the show. If you're listening, Nathan, all of you. I love you. I do. Casserole right there from that EP. Is there a better song? I don't know. Perhaps the one we heard before that, Stone from Jimson Weed. That might be a better song. I don't know. They're both brilliant. Or Australia from Stranger before that. I don't know. Is there a best Nathan song? I don't know what it is. You can go to the Times Changed on Friday and Saturday and help figure that out, though. They're playing on Friday and Saturday at the Times Changed, and I'm telling you, it's always fun seeing Nathan at the High and Lonesome Club. It just doesn't get any better than that. We'll tell you who they're playing with in just a second, because it just gets better from there. But before that, we heard a couple from the Great Lakes Swimmers from Ontario. They are absolutely marvelous, just really, really beautiful music. We heard something called Your Rocky Spine from their latest record called Ungiara, I believe. Although I don't know, maybe if we go see them, we'll figure out how to say that name of that record. And from their debut, we heard the beautiful Moving Pictures, Silent Films. And before that, we heard a couple from Justin Rutledge, including Robin's tune. Although I think we talked before that, so it doesn't really matter now, does it? I think it's like $12 to go see the Great Lakes Swimmers and Justin Rutledge on Thursday, which is just, it's highway robbery because it's going to be absolutely brilliant. And our good friend Allison saw the show in Victoria not too long ago and said it was a fantastic show. And she knows what she's talking about, so go see it. And then I'm sure even cheaper than that is the Nathan show at the High and Lonesome Club on Friday and Saturday. They're playing with a band that I am just becoming familiar with. There are lots of the hipsters around here are bigger than this band. I'm not too familiar with them yet, but I like their record. It's called Hang Me, Oh Hang Me. They're called The Deep Dark Woods, and they're playing along with our old friend Shiler Jansen, and we're going to hear something from both those bands. But first, the title track from the new album by The Deep Dark Woods. Check this out. It's pretty darn good. Hang Me, Oh Hang Me. They're playing Friday, Saturday, High and Lonesome Club. Ooh, it's going to be good.
Hang me, oh hang me, for I'll be dead and gone. I wouldn't mind your hanging, boys. I've been waiting around here too long. Waiting around here too long. My papa was a gambler. He taught me how to play. He said, son, don't you go begging when you hold the ace and tray. When you hold the ace and tray. They took me down to old Fort Smith, as sick as I could be. And they handed me a letter saying, son, son, come home to me. Hang me, oh hang me, so I'll be dead and gone. I wouldn't mind your hanging, boys. I've been waiting around here too long. I've been waiting around here too long. Mind your hand, boys, I've been waiting around here too long.
dead and gone. I wouldn't mind your hanging, boys. I've been waiting around you too long. I've been waiting around you too long. I've been waiting around you too long. I've been waiting around you.
You played your
Shiloh Jansen's Hobotron there. I'm glad he lost that little thing, I think. That, do you hear that thing? Isn't that annoying? And such a great song, that little thing there. I don't know what that's about. I think he bought it from Jim Bryson. And then I don't know who he gave it to, but I'm glad that neither one of them really has to worry about that little thing anymore. Oh, boy. Write Your Will. Great, 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 great song from the album Hobotron by Shiloh Jansen. And before that, we heard something from Shiloh Jansen's new album, Today's Remains, which does not feature that annoying thing. We heard Don't Ask Why, and it's a fine, fine, fine record. And Shiloh Jansen will be in town along with the band we heard before that, The Deep Dark Woods, both on the Black Hen Music Label, one of the finest labels in this country, and some good stuff. They'll be both playing on Friday and Saturday night at the High and Lonesome Club along with our pals Nathan for what is sure to be a fun night of music. So, I mean, you got a busy, busy week ahead of you. You get to bed early tonight and tomorrow night because there's no shows to go to that I know of. Then on Tuesday, you got the Sadies. We talked about that. One of the best live bands in Canada. So we started off with one of the most fun, energetic parties you'll ever go to. Then on Tuesday, we bring it down. Wednesday, we bring it down a little bit and just go and listen to some of the most beautiful songs in the world with David Francie. Then on Thursday, you go see Justin Rutledge and then the Great Lakes Swimmers. And then on Friday, you go see Nathan, Shiloh Jansen, and the Deep Dark Woods. And then on Saturday, I mean, if you're still moving by Saturday, we bring it back up with the band that unseated the Sadies as the best live band in Canada. The true and only best live band in Canada is playing here on Saturday night at the West End Cultural Center where they belong. I've seen this band a bunch of times now. I've seen them at festivals. I've seen them in Old Market Square. I've seen them at the High and Lonesome Club a bunch of times. I could go see this band every single week and never get bored of them. They are that good. They're amazing. They're fun. They're playing on Saturday night. And if you haven't figured it out already, we'll tell you who that is after a couple of these.